Oh, hello and welcome. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 5th of January, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Weather has been really, really difficult this weekend. I know lots of places have had snow. We've had a bit of an amber alert here. We haven't had snow. We've had a lot of rain, though, and I mean a lot of rain. We've got flooding down the road from me. We've been okay where I am, but the rain has been bad. But I only really came in last night, to be fair. Yesterday, I popped down to the allotment as I had planned, and I've managed to really get on and get that top of my allotment cleared. I've strimmed it down, laid loads of cardboard, which I'm hoping is still going to be there. It was surprising just how much cardboard we really went through in order to get that all done, but that's why I hold on to as much cardboard as I possibly can. But yeah, we did that on the allotment. Back at home, I've started taking down the trees near the greenhouse just to get them out of the way and tidy that up a bit. I'm on the sort of mission to try and get my garden into a much better condition this year. And taking down these trees is one of those jobs that really needs doing. What I've started doing, so I do a lot of my work here at home in the morning before I go to work, which at the moment it's not getting light till 8 o'clock, so that only really gives me about half an hour. But what I'm doing is that each day I'm writing a task that I need to concentrate on for each day. So tomorrow it's harvest my ginger, day after might be sow some seeds and things like that. Obviously, it does depend on the weather, but I always try and check on the weather. But what I'm finding by doing this, just one job a day, it's surprising just how much work we are really achieving. And I'm very happy with it so far. Now, one thing that I had to do today, of course, was sow the basil from this month's seed collection. Basil is one of my favourite herbs. It's got a beautiful fresh flavour that is just so delicious and tastes absolutely amazing. I actually grow quite a bit of basil. I grew it last year in my hydroponics kit, which was quite successful. We've been talking about hydroponics on the live stream tonight, but that was really quite successful. It was really quite amazing just how well that did. But what I've done this time, because I want to use my hydroponics for growing vegetables as opposed to growing herbs, what I've done with this basil is I've just simply filled up an average size plant pot, 5 centimetre plant pot, with multi-purpose compost. Now, because it has been cold and even freezing, what I had to do was actually fill up this compost yesterday morning, bring it indoors to warm it up. Now, we had a heavy frost the last couple of days, and that was not something that I really wanted to pop my basil seeds into because it could cause some damage. But warmed the compost up, and then I've just sown a few seeds, scattered a few seeds from the pack over the top of the pot, and then covered it over with a bit of more compost. Only about half a centimetre covering, not a huge deep covering. I've given it good watering and then I've placed that compost in my heated propagator. Now, the heated propagator is just going to provide it a bit of heat to kick start it off. But you don't necessarily need a heated propagator. It helps, but you don't need it. What I would say is if you haven't got heated propagators, radiators make all the difference. Just on top of your radiators, just being indoors, to be honest, will make all the difference. My house at the moment is about 18 to 20 degrees C, which is comfortable temperature. And we do try and keep our heating down. But it is quite a comfortable temperature for germinating a lot of seeds. Anyway, I do find germination to be quite slow on basil, I reckon within about 2 weeks. But once they're germinated, it's just a case of keeping the compost moist. What I found with basil is it really does like lots of water. It's treated often like a Mediterranean plant and that it people think it's a sun-loving crop. It is a sun-loving crop. It does like lots of light. But what it really also likes is moist soil at all times. Now, I'm not talking waterlogged soil. I'm talking moist soil at all times. It just provides it with enough water in the soil that it doesn't dry out and roots can find it quite happily. And then all we do, we continue to allow it to grow, let it get to a decent size, and we pick the leaves as and when we need them. Once they get about 30 centimetres tall, it's worth pinching out so that the basil becomes a bit more bushier, a bit better grown from that, but it also helps prevent any bolting the top going to seeds. When we say pinch it out, what we're talking is just nipping off the very top of the plant so it stops it from growing any higher. I always find that pinching out to be a weird term without really explaining what it means. Now this would lead us to some bushy growth, and that helps grow us some decent basil. Now, because we are growing this indoors, it's going to be on our windowsill. One of the biggest problems that I think we could find is aphids. They can be in compost at the moment. There seems to be a bit of a problem. I'm noticing a lot more flies around my plants. What I recommend for dealing with aphids and flies, especially indoors, there are some nematodes and things like that, but my personal go-to, and I've recommended this on the live stream, somebody's already emailed me saying I've cost them a fortune in carnivorous plants. Because that's my answer, carnivorous plants, particularly the sundews. I've got quite a few of these carnivorous plants in my kitchen at the moment. We've got 5 pots in total, 3 sundews and 2 of, I can't think what they're called, but they're the long hollow tubed ones where flies would fly down the tube and get stuck. Now the sundews I found to be quite interesting because I bought a couple last year, which unfortunately I used tap water on and they died back. But I've left the pots in the same tray as my third sundew, which we're just using rainwater, and that third sundew is thriving, but the other two seem to be coming back to life as well. So we were quite lucky in that regard. And that brings me to my tip when it comes to carnivorous. Rainwater is key. I think, I'm going slightly off topic here, but actually I think that when it comes to pest control, natural methods are best. And for me, you cannot get much more natural and carnivorous plants, and that's why I'm a big fan of using them. Sundews, etc., etc. Big fan, and I highly recommend that you use those. In fact, as I said, Steve Digwell, he's mentioned after the live stream tonight that he's just ordered some for his greenhouse because it just makes sense. Just makes sense, doesn't it? Right, guys, I'm going to call this one a night. Hopefully you've not suffered any damage yourselves wherever you may be. I've had an email from somebody as well who has said they're not getting these podcasts. I'm not sure what's going on there, but don't forget, I do publish these podcasts on the website if you just log in as well. I know sometimes I don't do one. It's especially the last couple of months, but well, they're down to tired and exhaustion, etc., etc. But yeah, there's always, if you don't get it in the email inbox, it's always on the website as well. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.